Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are praying through Matthew 10 right now, verses 26 through 33 in the New International Version, NIV, and this is what it says. So, do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for another moment just to be with you, to worship you, to praise you, to revel in you, to rejoice in the fact that the Holy Spirit resides within us. We are temples of the Spirit. We are containers of the Spirit. We are not left alone. We are not forsaken. Lord, help us not to be afraid. I know that there's some listening today, and I'm one of them too, who lives in fear. We worry about the future. We worry about other people's opinions of us. We worry about broken relationships. We worry about economics. We worry about governments. We worry about our broken down car. We worry about our, if we're parents, we worry about our kids. If we're kids, we worry about our parents. Worry is the language of this world. And so, Lord, instead, would you replace that worry today with a holy trust in you, that you are concerned for us, that you see us, because we're your children, we're your creation. Of course you're going to care about those you created. Of course parents care about their children. And Lord, in the scriptures, in the Psalms, it says that maybe a father and mother won't take care of their kid, but you will always do that. Even if we've had parents that have harmed us or who have walked away from us, you will hold us close. And so we trust in that today. We trust that you love us. Forgive us for thinking that you don't. And Lord, we're more valuable than the sparrows. And yet those sparrows can fall to the ground and you notice that. They're a dime a dozen, those sparrows, and yet you know when they fall. So of course you know when we are struggling. Of course you know when we are troubled. Of course you know when we are battling fatigue. Of course you know when we are battling depressive thoughts or anxieties that multiply within us. Of course you know all of these things. And so, Jesus, today we trust that you do. We trust that you see us. We trust that you do number the hairs on our head, which is pretty crazy because that would take me a really long time to number them. And that just shows how big you are and how good you are that you number the hairs on our head. Lord, we don't want to live afraid. We want to understand today that we have more value than many sparrows. Lord, help us to realize that our life is worth living and that we are worth being loved by you. Lord, we, in light of this, because of the great things that you've done, we want to acknowledge you before others. Give us the bravery today, maybe in our workplace, maybe in our homes, maybe as we're out and about, that we would acknowledge you before others verbally. And I know that can be hard, but we want to, Lord, because you've done so much for us. You have reconciled us to the Father. You have given us a new relationship with the Father. We are now children of the mighty God. We have been set free from our sins. We have been set free from our past. We have been healed of so much. You have done so much. And so we want to acknowledge you before others. Lord, we love you and we are grateful for all that you've done. Help us to spend some time today in deep gratitude. In gratitude of knowing what you are capable of doing, and gratitude of what you already have done, and gratitude today in this moment to thank you for the blessings that you have brought our way. Even when it's hard to find, even when things seem dark, there's always something we can thank you for, and especially we can thank you for our salvation. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me, and I'm grateful for you. If you're one of those people who want to write down your story and you've been bugged by the Lord and He's been saying you need to write your story, I do have an intensive coming up in April 20th through 24th, and it is in Rockwall, Texas, and you can go to booklaunchmentor.com/intensive to learn more about that. If you've always wanted to finish your book, I will walk you through every single thing I know about thinking up a book, planning the book, writing the book, editing the book, promoting the book, printing the book, all of those things I can help you with. So I've done it a lot, and it's been really fun to have intensives over the years. So many of the people that have gone have realized their book dreams, and this has been a huge blessing to me. So if you're interested in that, again, it's booklaunchmentor.com/intensive. Have a great day, and you are loved. Live in light of that love.